So we're going to open up to Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis in Masechta Megillah. And this sugya addresses the issue of Birchas HaMegillah and divides up Birchas HaMegillah into two categories. There's the brachas before we read the Megillah and the bracha that we recite after the Megillah. So we're going to turn around the Seder and we're going to start with the bracha after the Megillah, if that's okay with you. And this bracha is famous for, as it's called, Haravas Rivenu. Okay? So if you take a look on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, I'll try to show you where the line is in the Gemara that we want to start with. Do you see a Tosus Keneged and then underneath it a Tosus Ein? Brian, are you with me on that?
I'm with you, I'm just looking.
Tosus Keneged and Tosus Ein on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. You see those two Tosus in?
What does it say?
Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. Let's see. So why am I telling you that the Tosus, we're not going to focus our attention on Tosus, but I just want to show you where we're up to in the Gemara. You see the Tosus Keneged, like right across the middle of the Tosus, you'll see a line that starts Lekame. Excuse me, do you see such a line? Lekame. So at the end of that line it says Lachreha Mai Mevarech. The Gemara wants to know what bracha do you recite after the Megillah. So the Gemara now quotes three different opinions. The first opinion says, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Haravis Rivenu, Vadonis Dinenu, Vanokim Esnikmasenu, Vanifalonu Mitzarenu, Vamashalem Gmul Lechol Oyvei Nafshenu, Baruch Ata Hashem Hanifra Li Yisrael Mikol Tzareha. That's the first opinion of the Gemara, and the Gemara identifies that as the opinion of Rav Sheshes. Then Rava makes a comment that he has to substitute a different chasima. In other words, every bracha has the psicha, the main body of the bracha, and then has a chasima, that's the closing part. And according to Rava, the chasima should be Hakel HaMoshiach. In other words, according to Rava, instead of the chasima of Hanifra li Yisrael mikol tzareihem, Hashem Hanif, it should be Hakel HaMoshiach. Omer HaPapa, Hilkach, therefore, since we have these two opinions, Nimrinu l'travayim, we're going to recite both. We're going to say Baruch Ata Hashem, Hanifra li Yisrael mikol tzareihem, which was the first formulation, and then Rava's formulation of Hakel HaMoshiach. We're going to combine them together. Now we're going to ask the following question. First of all, what is the machlokus here between this first nusach and Rava's nusach? What are they arguing about? Secondly, why does Rav Papa make a kind of a compromise here and add both of them? And thirdly, if Rav Papa is willing to make such a compromise, then it doesn't seem to make sense that you just simply add Hakel HaMoshiach at the end, because the chasimas usually may ein hapsicha, meaning whatever you formulate in the end of the bracha should be also indicated in the beginning of the bracha. But if you take a look, Rav Papa only changes the end of the bracha by adding Rava's Hakel HaMoshiach, but he doesn't say anything about Hakel HaMoshiach at the beginning of the bracha. So what I want to learn with you tonight is an essay taken from a sefer called Gvuras Yitzchak of Rav Yitzchak Sorotskin, which I photocopied for you. And you'll see a page that says Shin Chav Beis on it. So after quoting this Gemara, he writes, this is three lines before the end of the right column, Tzarech Bir Mai HaShela Imevarach HaKel Akel HaNifra Mikol Tzareihem O Akel HaMoshiach. What is the kernel or the gist of this issue? One opinion has it that we should recite Hakel HaNifra Mikol Tzareihem. and the other opinion has Hakel Moshia. And secondly, if our Papa wants to combine the two opinions, sort of making a compromise by integrating both, so why doesn't he mention Hakel Moshia in the beginning of the bracha, the psicha, in the body of the bracha? Why does he leave it for the chasima of the bracha? Let's just simply review. We have two opinions. We have one opinion that says that the bracha should be Hakel HaNifral Yisrael Mikol Tzareihem, and the other should be Hakel HaMoshia. That's the other opinion. Now, if you look at the flavor of these two alternative nuschos, you know, these formulations, you'll see the following. The first formulation seems to put the emphasis on Hashem destroying our enemies. Do you see that? Hanifra Yisrael Mikol Tzareihem. The second formulation, that of Rava, shifts the emphasis over to Moshia. Moshia means Hashem saves the Jewish people. So we have two themes over here, two motifs, if you will. One is the theme of God bringing vengeance and punishment upon our enemies. And the other theme is God protecting Klal Yisrael. So one is the relationship between God and the enemies of the Jewish people, and the other is the relationship between God and the Jewish people themselves. Yeah? You agree with me?
If you don't do vengeance, you're not going to have salvation.
If you don't do what?
If you don't have vengeance, you don't have salvation.
Oh, excellent.
Excellent. You know, they've got to know that they're called, don't mess around with the Jewish people.
Excellent. So that's what we're going to study tonight.
All right.
So what we're going to begin with tonight is the Rambam in his introduction to what's called the Minyan HaMitzvos HaKotzer. You know, the Rambam has a large, extended count of the mitzvahs, that's called the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and then he has an abridged version, which also counts and enumerates the 613 mitzvahs, but in that shortened version, he actually adds a few things. And he writes in his introduction, "Bidin mitzvahs d'rabbana," that in addition to the 613, which are Doraisa, they're mitzvahs d'rabbanan. And he addresses the case of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, which is clearly a mitzvah d'rabbanan. And he writes the following. Vitzivu likros HaMegillah ba'onasa. The Rabbanan commanded us, obligated us to read the Megillah in its proper time. Kidei. And here you want to underline Lahazkir Shvachav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now, in a general sense, the Rambam says that by reading the Megillah, we mention the praises of God. And now it gets very specific. What are the praises of God? Number one, he says Uchuos Sha'asalanu. And I think the English word for chuos is salvation. How do you say it in Spanish? Also similar?
Yeah, the same thing.
Same thing. So chuos means that God saves us. And now the Rambam adds another element. And that is, v'hayakarov l'shavosenu. He's close to our prayers, our supplications. Kidei levarcho u'lahalo. And this is the way we thank Hashem, and we bless God, we glorify Him, and that's the praise that we give Hashem, lahalolo. But now the Rambam adds another element. Ukdei lodia ledoros habonim, we want to notify, we want to teach all the generations to come, she'emes, that God is good for His word, mashiv tachtonu Torah, and He promised us in His Torah, Umi Goy Gadol Asher Lo Elokim Krovim Elov. That means that God has promised us that this great nation of Israel, God is close to them. Bechol Koreinu Elov, whenever we cry out to Hashem, He hearkens, He hears our prayers, and he promises that he will listen to our prayers. So all the churros, all the salvations that Hashem intervenes in nature in order to protect the Jewish people, this is all a fulfillment of God's promise, the divine promise, to listen to our prayers. Now, let me ask you this. In Megillas Esther, where do you find a fulfillment of God's promise to listen to our prayers? Where is prayer in the Megillah? Where are the people of Israel praying to Hashem? Do you remember that from the Megillah?
They were fasting.
Esther tells Mordechai to do what? To gather people together and fast for 3 days. And what's the purpose of the fast? To pray to Hashem.
To help us.
To ask Hashem to help us. And Hashem responded. He heard our prayers. And he brought about the great Shua. So the Rambam is telling us that the essence of Kriyas HaMegillah is to declare God's greatness, to praise God for the churros, the salvations, and the fact that God throughout the generations will always live up to his promise to hear our prayers and to save the Jewish people. So the Rambam is giving us a whole new perspective on the takana, the established takana by the Rabbanan of Kriyas HaMegillah. And included in Kriyas HaMegillah, and here you want to turn to the other side of your page, are two elements. Number one, to thank Hashem and praise Him for the great miracle. And number two, to notify and to teach all the generations that what Hashem promised us will be fulfilled throughout all the generations. He'll always listen to our prayers. Now we're going to keep all this in mind as we learn a pasuk in Mishle. It's a very complicated pasuk. But you know, the Vilna Gaon has written a commentary on Mishle. And in that commentary, he actually attacks this very strange pasuk, very difficult pasuk, and he assumes that this pasuk in Mishle is a prophecy that is addressing the story of Purim. The story of Purim, as you know, took place many, many centuries after Shlomo HaMelech authored Mishle. In fact, Shlomo HaMelech built the first Mikdash, which stood for 410 years. And Purim took place after the destruction of the temple. So we're talking like 5 centuries later. But nevertheless, the Gaon assumes that if you read that pasuk in Mishle carefully, it's a perfect description of what happened at the time of Purim. The pasuk reads as follows. Betov tzadikim. So we'll translate as the best as we could. And that is with the goodness that God bestows on tzaddikim. Now, if you can apply this to Purim, which are the two main tzaddikim of Purim? Mordechai and Esther. Ta'alotz Kirya. Kirya means a city. Ta'alotz milashon alizut. A city is going to be happy. Can anybody guess which city is going to be happy?
Shushan.
And what does it say in the pasuk? Do you remember that, Chaim? Ha'ir Shushan? Sahala v'samecha. Do you remember that? Sahala v'samecha. The city of Shushan is absolutely thrilled. U'ba'aved Rishayim. But now we get to the next stage, the destruction of the evil dudes. Who's that? Haman and Amalek. All the Amalekim that we killed. Rina. Rina means we sing a praise. So on the first level, the city responds with alots. Alots means happiness. But we're not yet ready for singing the praise of God until after God destroys the Rishon. And that's what, Brian, I think you were saying before, that the ultimate clincher is going to be when God destroys the Rishon. That's when we'll get to the level of Rina.
If you take, in our modern day, after the first Gulf War, when Saddam Hussein was defeated, and everybody was in the streets. I mean, people were very happy, you know, but also people were davening. And I don't think if you don't daven, you'll start thinking that, well, I did it myself, what I needed, for the Americans did it, I brought their things in. But because we davened and we asked for, we got it. It's like the person is driving his car and he says, God, if you find me parking in Manhattan, I'll keep Shabbat. He finds the parking, and the next minute he says, it's okay, I found it myself.
I found it myself, very good. You know, there's no way you can find your own parking in Manhattan.
Well, there's no way we can destroy Haman and all these people and, you know, 6 days wars and all these things, even in our lifetime.
Right. Yeah. So let's hear what the Gaon says. The Gaon says on this pasuk, first and foremost, God saves us and protects the Jewish people from their adversaries, ha'omdim aleihem, who stand up against them, against the Jewish people. Is mitchila, the first thing that happens in the sequence, is goel osam umeitiv lahem. He redeems them and protects them. The acharkach, but now we get to stage number two. No came esnikmasa mitzaran. He meets out revenge against their enemies. Kamo, let's take the case of Mitzrayim. Shemitchila, galal sam. Right, the Jews already were free from the slavery. The acharkach, and then at Yamsuf, ibed hamitzrim. He destroyed the Mitzrim. V'chein behama. First, what happens is, and we'll speak about this Mitzvah later, Achashverosh rewards Mordechai, and you remember that Haman is the one who has to take him around. And Acharkach, and then afterwards, this happens at the second banquet of Esther, he pills Haman vitoloso. Haman goes down. So now we have a two-stage process. Number one, Hashem protects Klal Yisrael, and that we could call stage number one is Matzil Es Amo Yisrael. And then stage number two, after he's Goel Osam, then we get to Nokem Es Nikmasam Me'atzarim Aleihem. He says the following. When we're up to stage one, Kasher Hu Meitiv LaTzadikim, Oz Kol Ha'ir Smecha. Right, Mordechai is appointed and respected in the king's palace, and the city is joyous. Avladayin Eino Meraninim. They're not yet ready for Rina, meaning Meshabchin, to sing the praises of HaKadosh Baruch. Only when we get to stage two, Acharkach, Kasher Nokem Me'aomdim Aleihem, when God meets out vengeance and revenge against the enemies of the Jewish people, us then Hemeraninim U'Meshabchim LaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what the pasuk means. B'tov Tzadikim, when it's good for the Tzadikim, then Ta'alot Kiryah, the city is in joy. K'mo Shenemar Va'ir Shushan Tzahol V'Samecha. The Acharkach, Kasher Nokam HaKadosh Baruch Me'aveihem, Oz Rina, K'mo B'Yamsuf U'Bipurim. Which means that both in Yamsuf, when did they say the Shira? After the Mitzvah went down. When in Purim can we establish the Mitzvah Megillah? After the Amalekim were destroyed. Hama was destroyed. So we see clearly from the Gaon that even though there's Simcha, and it's joy at the salvation of the Jewish people, nevertheless, there's not yet Rina, there's not Shira. We can't sing the praise of Hashem until we witness the Nakama, the revenge that Hashem takes out and punishes the Tzarim and brings them down. So when in the case of Yamsuf did they recite the Shira? Not when Hashem saved them, but only when the Mitzvah went down. And so too in Purim, when did the people of Israel recite Shira? Only when their enemies went down. So we can say the following. You recall that we saw the Rambam in his Akdoma to the Minyan HaMitzvahs, and the Rambam says that they were Mesakeh in Kriyas HaMegillah in order to be Mahalel, to thank and praise God for the miracle. So what was the essential Takana? What really are we thanking Hashem for when we praise God? What's the essence of that prayer? It could only be after the nekama from the tzaren, only when God meets out the punishment against their enemies. Because after all, according to the Gaon, the Rina element, which is the song of praise, the Hallel, is suspended until such time as Hashem brings about nekama to the tzaren. Ulam, however, Masha Tiknu Likro Samagila, we said that the first element in the Rambam's understanding of the Takon of Kriya Samagila was to thank Hashem for the chuos, for the salvation that He did for us, and to tell the generations to come that God is good for His word, He'll live up to His promise, that He'll always be there to hear our prayers and bring about a salvation. Shetiknu likro samagil odia she'emes mashiv tachtonu shakadosh baruch hu yishma l'shabbaseinu v'zeh be'inyin hatzol Yisrael v'lo nekama me'atzorim. On the first level, on the first element, which we have to thank Hashem and notify all our generations to come that Hashem listens to our prayers and saves us, that is a stage before nekama l'atzorim, before God meets out the punishment to our enemies. As we said in the case of Mitzrayim, we were already free from the Mitzrayim. And in the case of Purim, we already had Ha'ir Shushan Tzahol V'Sameicha, even before we were able to destroy our enemies. So if the Takana of Megillah is essentially to thank Hashem for listening to our prayers and saving us, and to pass that, transmit that to all our generations, then the essence of Takonas HaMegillah is the Hatzolah of Klal Yisrael. That's what we're praising Hashem for. However, we're a little bit in trouble over here, because we just finished saying that and establishing, according to the Gaon, that the Rina element of thanking Hashem has to be postponed until the Nekama. So the Rabbi on the one hand is saying that the essence and the purpose of Kriya Samigillah is to thank Hashem for the salvation. The Gaon says that we can't sing Hallel and Rina until after the enemies go down. So how do we reconcile this all? So let's take a look at the piyut, which has been accepted in Klal Yisrael for Purim, which is called Shoshanas Yaakov. The entire piyut seems to be focused on the Hatzol of Klal Yisrael. Shoshanas Yaakov, Tzohol of Isamecha, when are the people, the descendants of Yaakov, happy? Bir Osam Yachat Chilis Mordechai, when they see that Mordechai was honored, or what word can we use, was upgraded to the status of the Mishnah Lamelech. And he quotes the Briskerov, who says that when they saw Mordechai, he didn't go back to put on his sock v'efer, he didn't go back to fasting, then they understood that he had already witnessed or had already experienced the beginning of the Hatzolah. He goes out with Levush Malchus, he's appointed as the second in command, taking over for Haman, as it were, then Bnei Yisrael knew already that the Gzeirah was gone, that Hashem had protected them. And therefore, Ir Shushan, Tzol of Isamecha. So Mordechai goes out to Levush Sak, to Levush Tcheles, and Levush Malchus, and therefore, Ir Shushan, Tzol of Isamecha. But then, in the last part of Shoshanas Yaakov, it says, Chuasama Yisal Anetzach, V'tikvasam Chol Dor V'dor. This is beautiful, according to the Rambam. I mean, the Shoshanas Yaakov piyut was probably based on the Rambam, or some other source similar to the Rambam, that we thank Hashem for the Tshua, because he saved us. But not only that, it's Lanetzach. Lanetzach means for all generations to come. And therefore, Tikvasam, we have our hope and our reliance on Hashem in all generations. B'chol Dovador, Lo Odia Shekol Kovecha, all those who rely on Hashem and cry out to Hashem, lo yevoshu, they won't be disappointed. So the Brisker Rav explains that the reason, the essence, and the agenda of this Shoshanas Yaakov piyut is really a reflection of what we saw in the Rambam, that the main takon of Kriya Samigillah is to transmit to all generations that God has promised us that kol kol vechalo yivoshu b'chol dor v'dor. And that's true also of Yisrael and Netzach tikvasim b'chol dor v'dor. However, if you take a look at the end of the piyut, the end of this paragraph of Chuas of Shoshanas Yaakov, then we say Orur Haman Asher Bikesh Liabdi Arura Zeresh Varurim Kol Arishoyim. And here we seem to be shifting to another theme, namely that God initiates defeat and vengeance and punishment against the Rishoyim, against the evildoers. So basically, Shoshanas Yaakov, although, shall we say, the bulk of it, the thrust of it is about the Chuasam and Lodia, to notify all the generations of Kol Dor V'Dor that Hashem is Lo Yevoshu, Kol Kovecha Lo Yevoshu, but yet it also has the element of Nekama against our enemies. And maybe we need the Nekama element based on the Groz, Pshat, and Mishlei, because we cannot get to the level of Shevach, of Rina, until after stage 2. And stage 2, you remember, was the Nekama Mitzrayim. So what happened was, when the Gzera of Haman was Bata, was null and void, that was Tov LaTzadikim, and the Megillah expresses the Ir Shushan Solovis Samecha, there was Simcha for the Jews. But they weren't yet ready to establish the Takkot of Megillah, because we have to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys our enemies. And that's exactly what we want to notify for all generations, that Hashem saves the Jewish people and He destroys their enemies. So therefore, he says, Nire mizeh, shemeach tam l'chud kidei lo'odia she'emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu shomea shavaseinu, that to notify all the generations that God listens to our prayers, that itself would not justify lo yumisaknim likros samigilah, because Kriya Samigilah, as the Rambam says, was established in order to praise Hashem, and the praise of Hashem, says the Gaon, has to be postponed until after the Nekama against Tzorea. Is rakli achar shal yitzichim etakein likros samigilah ke'elahal l'shabcho, Ichlu gam kein shetzorch likros hamigil odia she'emes shakadosh baruch hu shomet shavaseinu. Well, let me read that one more time. Sorry, he's saying the following: that according to this approach, this reasoning of Kedei Lo'odia would not be enough to justify the takana of Kriyas HaMegillah. Why? Because the Gaon says that the Shevach has to be delayed until after what? Until after the Nekama. V'rak achrei shayu tzrichim l'takin likros HaMegillah kedei l'halalo l'shabcho, since they needed to establish the Megillah as a form of Shevach, is therefore they introduced into the Megillah reading this element of thanking Hashem for the Hatzolah. But actually what clinches, what generates the establishment of Megillah might just be the Nokemes Nikmasa. Why? Because even though after the Bittul HaGzeira the people of Israel were happy and Ha'ir Shushan Tzolah V'Sameicha, but there was no establishment of Kriyas HaMegillah as a form of Rina and singing and praising Hashem until after HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nokem Es Nikmasa. Because as we saw in the Pasuk of Mishlei, the way the Gaon interpreted, we need that Nokem Es Nikmasa Ba'aved Rishoyim, then Rina. So there wouldn't have been a justification for Kriyas HaMegillah simply before, because the Gzeira of Homa was Batel, that led us to a level of Simcha, but not yet to the level of Kriyas HaMegillah as a form of Hallel, because that Hallel and that Rina has to be suspended until we get to Nokemeth Nikmasam against the enemies of the Jewish people. However, once the Megillah was established as a mitzvah, after the hapala of our enemies, then they established a hallel and a shevach on the hatzalah itself. And that's what the Rambam says. Let's go back to the Rambam one more time. Get mixed up with my pages here tonight. The Rambam says, which was on the bottom of page Shin Chav Beis, the first page that we studied tonight, that Tzivu Likral Samegillah Bo Nasa Kedei Lahaskir Shvav Shekosh Tshuva Shasalana. The fact that there's a Tshuva, the fact that all generations have to know that there will always be a response to hearkening our prayers, and there'll be a Tshuva, the Avtoch of Hashem Migoy Gadol. So the Kriya Samegillah now, according to the Rambam, was established after the way we're adding the Gaon here, after the Hapola of our enemies, and now we have a form of Shevach and Hallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Shabach because of the Tshuva. So we're now up to the paragraph Umeata Nira on page Shin Chaf Gimel. He says, let's go back to the Gemara that we started with on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. So we started with the first Nusach, the first opinion in the Gemara, and that is the opinion, I'm not sure whose opinion it is, I thought it was Rav Sheshes, I'm not sure. In any event, Haravis Rivenu Vadones dinenu, vanokemis nikmasenu. In other words, it's all about nekama against our goyim, against our enemies. And again, the reason for that is because the takana Megillah is to thank Hashem and praise Hashem, which, according to the Gaon, could only be achieved after the Nekama against the Oivim. So it makes sense that the Bracha on the Megillah should emphasize the Nekama and the Goyim, because that's when we have the Kiyum of Rina to be Mahal B'Shabech HaKadosh Baruch by reading the Megillah. But Rava says we have to add Hakel HaMoshiach. Why? Because the essence of the Takana of the Megillah is to thank Hashem for the salvation, and to tell all the generations that God is good for His word, and He'll live up to His promise, and He'll hear our shava, our tefillos. That's all about Hatzolos Yisrael. So comes along Rav Papa, and he wants to make some sort of compromise between the two opinions. He says, "Kevon she'ikar amachayv shel kriyas hamigilah is rak lahalol shabcho, to be shemzel lechud lo dia shema." In other words, since the purpose of this enactment of the Takana of Kriyas HaMegillah is totally dependent upon the Nekama against our Oivim, therefore the bulk of the bracha has to mention to come against our goyim, against our enemies, which means Hadonis Dineinu, Haravis Rivenu, Anokimis Nikmasenu. That's the bulk of the bracha. That's the psicha of the bracha. However, since the mitzvah itself of reading in the Megillah is to thank Hashem for saving us, therefore, at some point in the bracha, we're going to have to mention Hakel HaMoshiach. And the Hakel HaMoshiach, according to Rava, is going to express that concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shomea Tefillaseinu. And we're basically, with the words Hakel Mashiach, notifying our descendants for all the generations to come that Hashem will hearken to our prayers and He bring about a Yeshua. So the bulk of the bracha is going to focus on what we call the Yesod. The Yesod meaning what justifies the enactment of reading the Megillah for Hal and Shevach, and that is that Hashem destroyed our enemies. So therefore the bulk of the bracha will only have an emphasis on no kemes nikmasenu, etc. But since the whole purpose of the Megillah is to thank Hashem and praise Hashem for having saved us, then that element has to be somewhere, maybe high profile in the bracha. Says Rava, that's the chasima, Hakel Moshiach. So it means that what Rav Papa is suggesting is that since the ultimate level of Rina, which would justify the takana of Kriyas HaMegillah, Hal v'Shevach, requires and depends upon the destruction, the downfall of our enemies, therefore, says Rav Papa, the bulk of the bracha, what we call the psicha of the bracha, is going to mention simply Hanoke Misnik Masena, the nefila of the Rishon. However, Rav Papa wants to add Rava's element into the equation, Hakel Moshiach, that in the Chasima we should mention not only that we're thanking Hashem and praising Him for the downfall of our enemies, which is called Rina in the Pasuk in Mishlei, but also we're thanking Hashem for saving us, listening to our prayers, that we are a Goy Gadol, and Avtocha for all generations, that God will listen and hearken to our prayers. And that's called Hakel Moshiach. Therefore, Hakel Moshiach has to be integrated into the bracha itself. Now, in the next paragraph, which is called the Odie Shlomar, there are two dinim in Kriyas HaMegillah. There's one din of Pirsum HaNes, and then there's another din of Hallel. And these two dimensions of Kriyas HaMegillah are based or are rooted in two different sugyas in Masechta Megillah. On Daf Yud Ches, the Gemara says that the mitzvah of Megillah is Pirsum HaNes, and on Daf Yud Dalet, the Gemara says that the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is Hallel. And that's a famous statement on Daf Yud Dalet of Rav Nachman, Kriyasa Zui Hilula. The Gemara thinks we should be reciting Hallel on Purim, and the Gemara says no. Instead of reciting Hallel, we're going to read the Megillah as a substitute for Hallel. The Rambam actually codifies the halacha like Rav Nachman, Kriyasa Zui Hilula. In Perek Gimel of Megillah Avochem Vav, Lo Tiknu Hallel B'Purim, says the Rambam, Kriyasa Megillah Hiya Hallel. And the Rambam writes in his introduction to Minyan HaMitzvah, Zitzivu Likros HaMegillah Bo'Nasa, as we saw earlier, Kidei Lahaskir Shvachem Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tshuva Sha'asalonu Hayakarav L'Shavoseinu Kidei Levarcho LaHallel. So obviously the Rambam is telling us in so many words that the mitzvah of reading the Megillah is in order to mention the Shevach and the Hallel of HaKadosh Baruch, the Truos that He's done for us. He saved us and He will save us in the future, and we have to transmit that to all generations. Hine Mashiach Kosev HaRam Shet Sivui L'Krosa L'Hazkir Shevach V'Shal HaKadosh Baruch Truos Shasalonu Nira Kavanoso Shet Tiknu Kriya Shall pierce my nest. Kidei levarach al hallel means that the Kriyas HaMegillah is also hallel. So we have both we have the two elements. Number one, pierce my nest, and number two, hallel. Now, getting back to the Gaon in Mishlei, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meitiv l'tzadikim, the ear is smecha. However, we're not yet ready for Rina. For Shevach, we have to postpone that until HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nokem Me'oivenu, like we saw in Yam Suf. Niri says, the Rak HaDin Kriyas HaMegillah Midin Halav Odoya Toli Banakom Avoyevin. Kimo, the Yam Suf Shal Osharu Es Hashirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nokem Me'oivenu. Aval HaDin Kriyas Shal Pirsum HaNes Einu Toli Dafka Banakom Me'oivenu. Mela Af Bat Solas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Lechud Gamkein. So in other words, what the Gaon says, that we have to postpone our Rina, our Hallel, until after HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nokem Nikmasenu against our Oivim. That only applies to the dimension of Halel, the dimension of Kriyas HaMegillah is Halel, but the dimension of Kriyas HaMegillah is Pirsum HaNes. All we need is Hatzolas Klal Yisrael. And therefore, let's go back to the period of Shoshanas Yaakov. And the bulk of the period is all about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought about a Yeshua. And so all of us Samechem Birosam Yachat Chiles Mordechai. The Takon of Megillah is the Takon of Pirsum HaNes. And that Nes is Hatzola, the fact that the Gzeir of Homa was completely null and void. And then at the end of this period of Shoshanas Yaakov, we say that Chuasam Ayisal on Netzach. In other words, not only do we have to sing praises to God because of Pirsum HaNes, but also to notify the generations that there never will be a situation which God doesn't hear the Shavasam. And then Or Haman, because again the Takon of Kriyas HaMegillah requires that there be not only a Hatzolah, but there also be an Akama. And therefore, if you have the bracha of Haravas Rivenu, well, you can expect to see two different themes in that bracha. Number one, you're going to have to see a theme of Pirsum HaNes. And number two, you're going to have to see a theme of Hal V'Shevach. And that's what he says, Ichlo Lebe Tarte, Bein Kriya Shal Halel V'Shevach, V'Gam Pirsum HaNes, Shenokam Mitzarenu. So Rava therefore says the following: if this bracha is going to express two elements and achieve two goals, both of which correspond to the Kriyas HaMegillah itself, one is Shevach and the other is Pirsum HaNes, then Rava says we have to add Hakel HaMoshiach. Why? Because if you're saying Halel Takarish Baruch Hu, that Halel depends upon the Nekama Me'ovim. But as far as the element of Pirsum HaNes is concerned, we have to publicize the Hatzol and the Yeshua. So you must therefore add Hakel HaMoshiach. So our Papa therefore says, let's say both of them. Even though the Azkaras Hanakama has both elements to it, it has the element of Halel and Pirsum HaNes. In the case of Azkaras HaYeshua, we don't have the Kriya of Halel, because for that we need Nekamas HaGoyim, HaOivim, but nevertheless we have the element of Pirsum HaNes. So therefore, says Rav Papa, we have to accept Rava and inject into the Nusach HaBracha that element of Kriya HaMegillah, which is Pirsum HaNes, which is for the Hatzolah of Klali, so the Bittul HaGzeir of Haman. And therefore we have to add Hakel Moshiach. Now, I gave you another page.
How does this compare with Hanukkah, when you do the Pirsum of the Nes, is the lighting of the candles, and then we still have Halal?
You see, in the case of Hanukkah, there was no possibility of substituting anything for Halal. We need the regular classic Halal. Why? Because there was no Torah B'Ksav that we could read as a form of Halel. So if we had to recite Halel. What's unique about Purim is that because Purim has Torah Shebichsav, and that's Megillah Esther, and that Megillah could be a kiyum of Pirsum HaNes, we could substitute Kriyas HaMegillah for Halel. Why? Because when we publicize the miracle of God and we say, God, you saved us, that itself is Shevach and Halel. Hanukkah, we don't have that option. Now, I gave you another page. I don't know if it came out clearly. And this is from the back of the Masifta. It's called Yalkut HaBi'urim. And what goes on here is that the Gemara tells us that Gavriel, the Malach Gavriel, intervened, interceded on our behalf, because the enemies of the Jewish people, one of whom was the scribe, and he was the son of Haman, took out a piece from the Sefer HaZichronos. They completely omitted it. Have you ever pressed that, the omit button?
No.
No, it's not called omit. What do they call it? They're confused. Delete button, right? So who pressed the delete button? It was a guy named Shimshai, Shimshi. He was the son of Haman, and he deleted the whole story of Hatzolas Mordechai, that in Bigsa Meseresh, you remember, at the beginning of the Megillah, Mordechai saves the king. Gavriel came as the protector of Klal Yisrael. He came down from on high, and he made sure that that piece...
He was a Holocaust denier.
Right. And who came down? So Gavriel comes down from the heavens, and he replaces the original ksav. So I don't know exactly in computers
how you press the other little button. Which,
oh, that little arrow that goes...
Which brings it back.
Brings it back, right. But he can only... If I'm not mistaken, can you press that more than once? Or?
Yeah, you can press it.
Oh, you can keep going back?
Many times, but you can press it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So that's what Gavriel accomplished. So that when they actually read the Sefer Zichronos, they realized that Mordechai had saved the king. Now, what happens at this event, at this episode, is that Achashverosh asks the officers, Manasa Yikaru Gdula LeMordechai. And their response was, Lo Nasa Lo Dovar. Which, again, you could translate it in one sense as nothing was done on behalf of Mordechai as an expression of gratitude. But the Gemara says a very strange thing, that statement, that response of the Sarim, of the officers of Achashverosh, was not out of love of Mordechai, but rather out of hatred against Haman. Now, there's a whole issue here in the commentaries, why did the officers hate Haman? But the main artery here is that they were jealous of Haman. And especially when Esther set up a banquet and only invited one of the Sarim of the king's court. That was Haman.
So he was the Sarim Rashim, huh?
I can't hear you.
He was the most important Sar.
Correct. And they were very jealous of him. So we have two concepts here. This concept called Avas Mordechai, and it's a concept of Sinas Haman. And the Gemara says that when the officers said, Lo Nasi Modover, that nothing was done on behalf of Mordechai, it wasn't because they loved Mordechai. They didn't harbor any great love for Mordechai, but because they hated Haman. So what's going on over here? What is it that the Gemara sees in the Pasuk, Lo Nasa Imo Dovar, that indicates that Lo Me Avas Mordechai Omruzos Elami Sinas Ham? So we're going to understand the Marsha, the approach of the Marsha. The Marsha says the following: what bothered Chazal was the reading of the Pasuk. Achashverosh said, quote, Ma Nasa Yikaru Gdula. They should have responded, the Sarim, Lo Nasa Imo Yikar Ugdula. They shouldn't have changed the language of Achashverosh. Or at least they could have said, Lo Nasa Imo, that the Yikar Ugdula that you want to ask if it was ever bestowed upon Mordechai, Lo Nasa Imo, it was never done. In other words, the Yikar that the Melech is asking for, the answer is it was never given to Mordechai. But now they said instead, Lo Nasa Imo Dovar. What was this extra word Dovar here? So therefore Chazal say this is a remez, this is an allusion to the Melech, to the king, that you know what? We don't have to do much for Mordechai. Just Lo Nasa Imo Dovar. You know, give him a Dovar. You don't have to give him Yikar Gedula. You were saying Yikar Gedula. Great honor and so forth. That's not necessary. All we have to do is dovar, some little, shall we say, token of appreciation. But lo nasimo dovar. So on the one hand, it was bothering, you know, the Sarim couldn't tolerate Yikaru Gdula. They didn't love Mordechai. their feelings towards Mordechai were, shall we say, lukewarm at the best. They didn't want Mordechai to experience Yikaru Gedul. At best, though, they were willing to accept Dovar Ma, meaning some minimum, as we said before, token of appreciation. Dovar Muot. Why did they agree to a Dovar Muot? And the answer is because of Sinas Hama. So if you take a look in the footnote, I don't know if it came
out. Why would it be a Sinas Hama? They know, they were aware that Haman and Mordechai went in the love affair.
No, what I'm saying is that on the one hand, they wanted to reduce, you know, downgrade the Yikaru Gedula because they didn't love Mordechai. On the other hand, they did admit that we have to do something for Mordechai and express our admiration. A Dovar Ma.
Why was it against Haman?
Because if Mordechai is publicly admired, even in the minimal level, that undermines Haman, because Haman's whole gzeirah was against Mordechai and his people. So they found this kind of compromise, Shita, that on the one hand they're not going to tolerate Yikaru Gedula, but on the other hand they do want Mordechai to be recognized, and that recognition is sinas.
In other words, we've got to give the Jewish guy a bit of kavod, and it's going to knock our enemy there. Haman is in a war with Mordechai.
So he's going to be insulted, so to speak. He's going to
be too much, because we don't want to raise him. Too
right,
much.
Right. We don't like Mordechai either.
Yeah.
Hamasharsim hishivu lo nasa imo dover his kavdu lomer dover zeh dainu yikaru gedula shaolav hamelch medaber amol nasa imo kfar dover ma v'eino zekoy liyoser mikach. In other words, the Gemara says lo avu es Mordechai. But, you know, we will tolerate some sort of recognition. Now he adds another point over here, that the Sarim deliberately omitted Mordechai's name. Instead of saying Lo Nasa Le Mordechai Dover, they said Lo Nasa Imo Dover. That's what stimulated the Gemara to come to the conclusion that there was no great love for Mordechai, because when you admire someone, you mention his name. When you hate somebody, it's very, very difficult to even enunciate and utter his name.
It's like the Russians, when they put up all these, these tributes to the people that killed in the war. They didn't call them Jews, they called them Poles. They called them, you know, the people, the civilians.
Not just the Russians, I mean, almost all the guys. When we went on heritage, you know, we visited a town, I'm trying to remember the name of the town in Poland. Oh, I think it was called Bajch. And the mayor of Bajch came out to speak to us. And we had a survivor with us. Since then he passed on, Rabbi Halpern. And his father was the Rav of Bajch. And he translated the Polish into English for us. And it was amazing that the mayor of Bajch, where 30,000 Jews perished, didn't even mention the Jews. He just spoke about the unfortunate people, different nations and so forth who were destroyed. He's talking to 200 yeshiva guys. He knows they came from Israel. He knows very well they're Jewish. He's talking, and he's being translated by the son of the rabbi of Bajch, who he himself was born and bred in Bajch. And he doesn't mention the Jews. So you don't even have to mention the Russians necessarily, but I'm saying it's typical of our enemies. They do not want to mention the name Israel, for example. It's hard for them to get out of their mouths. Certainly in the Arab places that hate us.
The Zionist entity.
Now, Haman is given the task by Ahasuerus to go find Mordechai and put the Big Day Malchus on his on his body and to ride him around in the horse.
This was quite a tribute.
Great tribute in that time. Again, to me it sounds...
He didn't listen to the other generals, the other sarim, or whatever you want to call them. He listened. He used his intuition.
And he told Haman, you got to go the whole nine yards. You got to give him the Yikaru Gedula. So now Haman is looking for Mordechai. And the Gemara says, which is a Kabbalah that the Gemara had, that where did he find Mordechai? He found him teaching Torah to his students. What was he teaching? He was teaching the laws of Kmitza. Kmitza is something that you do for a Karban Mincha. So Rashi tells us, and this you'll see in the bottom paragraph here, why was Mordechai at that moment in time teaching Kmitza? The answer is that was the 16th of Nisan. And when the Migdash stood, that was the day in which they brought the Karban HaOmer. The Karban HaOmer has to be accompanied by a Minchas HaOmer. And he was darshaning binyano shel yom. That's called neshama parm svasenu. If we can't actually bring the carbon on the mizbeach, we don't have the mikdash, at least we can talk about it and learn it. And the Medrash says, "Hayoshev v'talmidiv lefanov v'oskim behilchas mitzvas haomer sherei oso hayom tezayin benisan ha'ava." And on the 16th of Nisan, they were makriv the Omer at the time the Mikdash stood. So Haman comes to them, and he asks them, what are you learning? What are you studying? So they told him, the students answered, the Mitzvah Omer. The Gemara says that Haman wanted to know, what is this Omer, what is this Mincha all about? And they told Haman that Mandem Isnadev Mincha, when a person voluntarily brings a Mincha, he needs to bring a Mole Kometz, a Kometz of Solace. And they go ahead and they tell Haman that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore, so we don't have the original Minchas Nedava, or the Minchas HaOmer, and we cannot achieve Kapara and atonement in that way, but we do have a substitute thereof, a fallback position in learning the Torah. Now on the next page, which I don't think I was able to photocopy for you, okay, he says the following. What time is it? Okay, we still have maybe 4 minutes or so. When the Beis HaMikdash stood, then a person could bring a nedava, a voluntary karbon, mincha, and there would be a kometz of solace. Now, at the beginning of the Malchus of Koresh, Hashem gave a certain ruach, a spirit to Koresh, and he gave the Jewish people the rights to build the Beis HaMikdash. And many Jews, Zerubbabel and others, came on Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael and they began the process of building the Beis HaMikdash. They set up a Mizbeach. They already brought Korban Olos on it. They set up the foundations for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. However, the enemies of the Jewish people would not allow them to complete the task.
This was before Ezra ben
Nechemiah. Before?
Ezra ben Nechemiah.
This at the time of Ezra Nechemiah. Same time. Yeah. What did the enemies of the Jewish people do? Kosmu Sitna. Sitna means propaganda against the Jewish people. Lashon Hara. Antagonistic words about the Jews. Like if you've read the history of Germany before Hitler's final solution, right? All the caricatures and all the, the Jews are responsible for this and they brought all the Lashon Hara against the Jews. There's a word for it in English, I can't remember it now. Not provocations. Anyway, there's a word.
Incitement, yeah.
What's it called?
Incitement.
Words of incitement. As a result of this letter of incitement that was circulating, Koresh had to buckle down, and he stopped the building of the Beis HaMikdash. This went on during the time of Koresh, the rest of his kingship, into the next king, who was Daryavish. And this went on even during the period after Achashverosh was already gone. Now, Dar Yavush.
Who was Kodesh? Was he Achashverosh or not?
No, I don't think so. But in any event, Himshichu, at some point, they got the okay during the Malchus of Dar Yavush to reconvene the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And they actually built the Beis HaMikdash and completed it in the sixth year of the Malchus of Dar Yavush. Now, at the time of Mordechai, he was coexistent with the Malchus of Achashverosh. The Mizbeach was built in Yerushalayim, but the Mikdash was not yet built. And it would seem, therefore, that during the time of Mordechai, they were actually bringing korbanos on the Makom HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, because that coincided with the beginning process of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, even before the building was completed. So now the Talmidim are telling Mordechai that Bizman Shem Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim, they would bring a mincha on the Mizbeach. Today we don't have the Mikdash, and therefore we're not bringing the mincha. But that's not really true, because even though they didn't have the Beis HaMikdash that time, they already had the Mizbeach in Yerushalayim, they were bringing korbanos. Why didn't they bring the Minchas HaOmer? So the Sokach of Rebbe, the Avnei Nezer, says that since Tzorei Yisrael bitlu es abnia ayidei ksav sitna, his batlu gam karakrovas akorbanos. They wouldn't allow the Jewish people to bring korbanos on the Mizbeach. So not only did they halt the building of the Beis HaMikdash at the time of Dar Yavush, but they also halted the bringing of korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, Rav Osai, we'll stop here.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's getting a little bit...
Was he Koresh? Was he like equivalent of Haman or in the Stetsch?
He was good to the Jews because Hashem was Meir Rucho and Hashem gave him the foresight to allow the Jewish people to begin the process of building the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, he was the good guy. Yeah. A lot of people compared Trump when he recognized Jerusalem to Koresh. But ultimately, Koresh, he gave in to pressure and he stopped, he halted the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, yeah, we have three. Is everybody joining us?
I'm coming.
We're all coming.
Just one.
What did he say?
Lobster.
Very good.
How do you come?